I'm talking to Victorian-based jockey Anthony Darmanin, who finished this shortened meeting at Elwick today with a double. Anthony, not a bad result. Two wins from the only four races run.
Yeah, it was a good day. Unfortunately, the meeting was called off, but these things happen. The track was a little bit too wet, and good start.
All right. Well, look. Let's talk about the wins. First of all, Skip to the Moon. Been threatening to win a race for a while, and gave you a good feel.
Yeah, it gave me a nice feel. The gun's good, and the track played a little bit funny because a few horses went out wide. I just elected to stay to the inside and worked a little bit of luck, and the luck came and kicked away with a pretty solid win, I thought.
Do you think there's more wins in store for Skip to the Moon?
Yeah, I think so. I can't see why not. I think the further the better also. It should be very competitive.
All right. I think a mare on the rise, but in race four, Neil's Gold. He's really found terrific form, especially over the 2100 metres. They've made it two in a row over the distance, and on the track, and he's flying.
Yes, definitely, Pete. Last night I rode it, and it was a huge win, and I was pretty confident coming in. Jumped good, travelled good, and was never really in doubt.
Angela Brakey, the trainer, said that she's looking to back the horse up in a fortnight over another BM 78 over the 2100. That'll probably be his last run in restricted company. He'll have to go to open company after then.
Yeah, definitely. I spoke to Angela, and she said that she's going to do that. And I thought, it's probably, if it keeps improving the way it is, probably a lot of tests and cup horse, I think, the way it's, it keeps improving. Obviously gets the distance, no problem, and if it keeps, stepping up the way it's going, it should be very competitive and like a lot of tests and cup, I think.
All right, well, look, you've been coming over to Tassie for a long time on a regular basis now, mate. It's almost like your second home. Last season was pretty good for you. You're leading the premiership. You've got a big jump start on them all. And you must love Tassie.
Yeah, Tassie, like I've spoken to you before, Pete, I love Tassie. I'm getting good opportunities. Last season, I think I had 60 winners, which I thought was a pretty big achievement. Just started and trainers didn't really know me, and now they're starting to get to know me and they're giving me more opportunities and I'm getting rewards at the moment. Obviously Brendan McCool's going to be hard to beat, I'll give it a good shake and see how I go.
Okay, mate. Well, look, you generally have a full book when you come over. Would you be taking a break at any stage, or are you going to continue right through to the carnival?
I'll go through the carnival, and then probably in May I'll take a little holiday. Go for a couple of weeks somewhere just to get away.
All right, mate.
And that's about it.
All right, well, look, well done. Keep on riding well, Anthony, and look forward to seeing you at Devonport on Sunday.
Thank you very much, Pete.